South Dakota's Secretary of State says 9 out of 10 absentee ballots requested have reached county auditors ahead of Tuesday's general election. South Dakotans are on track to file nearly double the amount of absentee ballots filed in the 2016 presidential election. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
Of the 204,000 absentee ballots, 184,000 have been filed. Secretary Steve Barnett says there's a good chance that number keeps climbing into the weekend and could reach 200,000. By comparison, 102,000 absentee ballots were cast in 2016, the last presidential election. Barnett says counting absentee ballots requires a few more steps. Election workers must match the signature on the absentee ballot request form with the manila envelope a ballot comes in on. Regular election day voting is different.
The work is done on the front end on election day. You know, the individual shows their ID, and then they go in and vote, and then those ballots get tabulated at the end of the night. For these, they're verifying to make sure that those signatures match and that there's a copy of the photo ID attached. So there's a little more labor intensive on the absentee ballot.
Minnehaha County Auditor Bob Litz has already indicated they'll need 2 days to count absentee ballots. Given how close Election Day is, Barnett says anyone with an absentee ballot should take theirs to their local ballot drop box. He also says it's not too late to sign up as a backup poll worker.
Say a worker comes down with COVID or something a night or two before the election, it's great for county auditors to have like a really good backup list of workers. So if people are interested in doing that, they can call their county auditor.
Barnett is reminding people who plan on voting Election Day to double-check their polling location. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.